Welcome to the Dreamcatcher Podcast, a place where you'll receive a boost of inspiration, practical advice, and tools to maximize your success and personal happiness. And that's not all. You'll also get plenty of guidance on how you can use your gifts, talents, and compassion to contribute towards making the world a better place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a preview of what's in store and to also receive a free ebook. To sign up, simply visit www.thedreamcatch.com. Now it's my pleasure to introduce you to the host of the Dreamcatcher Podcast, Celine Chinoy.
Hi everyone, welcome to the Dreamcatcher Podcast. Most of us grew up hearing that hard work is the key to success. While it's hard to be a success without working hard, it doesn't guarantee that you'll accomplish your goals. Believing that success comes from diligence and effort alone is misleading, and it sets us up for disappointment. There are many other external factors that impact our desired outcomes. But instead of letting this reality disempower us, we can use it to our advantage. If you find yourself demotivated and drained out because your hard work is not paying off, you'll find solace and strength in the five tips that I've outlined in this week's podcast. What to do when your hard work doesn't pay off? Good old-fashioned hard work is the key that opens the golden chest of success. When we remain steadfast in our efforts, we are guaranteed to reap the rewards. There is comfort in knowing that we control our destiny through our actions. By being proactive and never giving up, we are assured that we will eventually achieve the outcome we have in mind. That's why we love movies like Rocky and The Pursuit of Happiness. They reinforce the value of a relentless work ethic and glorify hard-won battles. After giving their blood, sweat, and tears, Rocky Balboa and Chris Gardner became triumphant heroes. Their stories of gritty perseverance have gained popularity. Even though these characters are exceptions, they're used as role models for anyone trying to beat the odds. But no one talks about those who tried their best and didn't get the results they deserved. For instance, the Olympic athlete who trained for years and went back home without a medal. The entrepreneur who made hundreds of sales calls to secure clients, but who went bankrupt. The woman who endured heartbreak and dating slumps, but still finds herself single. No one wants to face the harsh reality that hard work doesn't always pay off. We can do everything in our power and still fail based on societal standards. As a motivational writer, I encourage my readers to be passionate and unapologetic in the pursuit of their dreams. I believe that hard work will help them reach their goals. While focused effort and high standards significantly increase the chances of success, they are not a defining factor. Placing too much importance on hard work and passion leads to cruel optimism, a phenomenon that occurs when pursuing a goal causes harm because it's unachievable. What I don't want to do is mislead you into believing that success comes from diligence alone. It's essential not to leave out external factors that could be impacting your desired outcome. We simply can't discount the role that chance plays when it comes to getting lucky breaks. Natural talent, genetic advantage, a privileged upbringing, and supportive caretakers and mentors can take us up several steps on the ladder to success, while a lack of these advantages can take us several steps down. I share this with you not to disempower, but to liberate you. I've found accepting that hard work doesn't necessarily lead to success is liberating. It frees us from the chains of an entitled mindset that we can bend life to our will and that we can control everything. We can finally stop beating ourselves up when things don't go our way and stay flexible in our expectations. When I was a life coach, I had a client named Donna who came to me feeling devastated after a heated exchange with her siblings. Her older brother and his wife called her a loser and a failure in life. Anyone your age would have their act together by now, they said to her. Their words hit her hard because she had been fighting all her life to become successful. She pursued everything she did with relentless tenacity. It's easy to become self-critical and doubt your worth when the world is judging you. Without any tangible symbols of victory, society labels us as lazy, incompetent, and mediocre. I advise Dana to shift her energy from winning the approval of her family to focus on what inspires her and who she is becoming. By striving to be the best she can be, she was succeeding in her own way. She was learning things about herself, her strengths and her shortcomings, what works and what doesn't work for her. In doing this, she was free to test the waters of life, finding value in the present moment and becoming less dependent on an unpromised future. She could let go of the stress of performing and seek pleasure in simple things, a beautiful sunset, or snuggling with her cat. Things she did not have to earn. If you find yourself in the same position as Donna, where your hard work does not pay off, here are five things to keep in mind. Number one, avoid a victim mentality and shifting blame. It's tempting to play the victim and blame others for our failures. While it can temporarily soothe the ego, it's disempowering in the long run. While outside factors often play a major role, processing an outcome from a place of strength and accountability removes the bitterness. By accepting our failures from this stance, we can get back in the saddle quicker and decide our next move. Number two, rethink your definition of success. Most of us are heavily influenced by the conventional constructs of success, like status, money, and beauty. Our worth is based on how many of these shallow success symbols we accumulate, and mostly excludes the inner and unseen ones like spiritual growth, emotional intelligence, kindness, and generosity. When you redefine success based on the criteria of personal growth, you won't feel like a failure. Number three, revisit your strategy and try something different. Failure is not the end. It is simply feedback. Almost every successful person has failed multiple times, but they were able to learn from it. Similarly, it's likely that your plans didn't work because something was wrong in your approach and strategy. It will be well worth your time to go back to the drawing board and see if you can do things differently next time. Number four, fall back on your support system. Not getting the results you worked hard for hurts. In some cases, it can be gut-wrenching. So don't be afraid to reach out for support from loved ones, if you needed to get back up. Venting your frustration and disappointment to a family member, friend, or a counselor is healthier than allowing your emotions to fester. If you feel like being in a community, join a support or mastermind group who can provide both emotional and tactical guidance. Number 5, trust in a higher plan for your vision. From the vantage point of the present moment, it's difficult to see why things happen the way that they do, especially when things don't go according to plans. We instinctively crave certainty. So when we face roadblocks and detours, we fear the worst. Trusting in a higher plan can override our anxiety. Believing that whatever happens is for our highest good and necessary for our spiritual growth restores faith and peace. As tough and unfair life can be sometimes, we should never lose hope for a better tomorrow. Hope is the light that will shine the way when we find ourselves surrounded by darkness. Allowing ourselves to be guided by that light will help us see the opportunities that are still open to us, ultimately leading to a life that's right for us. All my best on your journey. Celine.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed what you just heard, please subscribe to my podcast and feel free to share it with your friends and family. Take care and speak soon.